First, we have the public information officer for the High Springs Fire Department, Kevin Mangan. Kevin, good morning. How you doing?
First of all, I love how excited you get when you do the Hayes Jewelers sponsorship. And the answer is always yes. Do you look in the mirror and practice that every morning?
I feel like you do. I look in the mirror every morning.
I look at... Wow.
I just beat you to it, that's all.
Did you guys work on this before?
Yeah, we did.
Was this a pre-interview?
Yeah, we were texting last night.
Well, yeah, Nick makes us pre-interview.
No, but do you see how I do my, like, Saturday Night Fever kind of... I stick my finger up in the air? Yes!
He's so animated. We got to get some cameras in here.
Well, you know how it is. You're an old radio guy, and you got to be yourself.
You do.
I was taught, be yourself, but... At 150%.
That's right.
You got to cut through because we don't have visual aids, only auditory.
Yes. I can't tell you how hard it was to not push the on button over here for the microphone.
I'm sure, just old habit.
No, you do your thing, Greg.
It's old habit. I'll push it for you.
You can push it. We don't have union rules here.
Yeah.
We'll take all the help we can get, Kevin. You can hang out and produce a couple of shows.
Yeah, it'd all
be good. Okay, so High Springs, gosh. Always so many activities going on there. It is a busy, bustling town compared for the size it is.
Yeah.
What a great place to live. And you make it a great place for kids. I know you're always busy. I remember the helmets and the bicycles and all that. Now it's a little bit different. Tell me what's going on, Kevin.
Yeah, so we are bringing back the bike bus. We did it back in the spring for Bike and Roll to School Day. And then fast forward into the fall, and we have Walk and Ride to School Day. We're doing it a little bit early. It's typically in October. But our coordinator extraordinaire for Save Kids North Central Florida has taken another position outside of the area, so we're gonna do it
move it up a little early.
We're gonna move it so she can be a part of it. Of all the events that we do, this is probably our most favorite event. It gets everyone out and running and moving together on their bicycles, or if you got your rollerblades with the Gainesville Roller Rebels out there. And basically, what the bike bus is, it is a safe and coordinated parade, for lack of a better term, of kids and parents and teachers, even the principal out there, riding their bikes. And we meet at predetermined locations throughout the core of the city. And then we all bike to school together to start the day.
So you call it the bike bus, but it's really the bus isn't being used this day.
No, there is no bus. It's literally just a parade of people on bicycles, or again, rollerblades, roller skates, scooters. However you want to get out there and join us, just join us.
Do the kids like look at each other and go, "Walk and roll, dude." Because that's the name of it, National Walk and Roll to School Day, and it'll be celebrated in High Springs Wednesday, September 16th, so a week from this Wednesday, right? Do I have my dates right?
Yeah.
And community-wide event. Yep. So how's the participation level been?
So, again, this is the second time we've done it. When we did it in the spring, we had probably about 30 kids and parents out there, somewhere in there. And, again, it's the first time we've ever done the bike bus. The bike bus is kind of a nationwide trend. It started out on the West Coast a few years ago and has really taken off throughout the country. And it's such a wonderful thing. I think the guy who started it has become a weekly thing for him, and he rides through these neighborhoods, and these kids just jump on and they bike to school together. It's a great thing.
I wonder if this, looking forward, could be a solution in terms of transportation to schools. Obviously, if you're many miles away, it's not going to work.
Sure.
But if you're close enough proximity, that could reduce the cost in exponentially, because that's a big part of the bill now is paying bus drivers, buying buses, maintaining buses. If the kids can ride their bikes, gosh, it would probably be a better deal to actually buy every kid a bike.
Well, and most importantly for us, it's about getting everyone out there and being physically active and having fun. And it is just so great to see. And again, we adore Mrs. Roberson, the principal for High Springs Community School, and she's out there on her bicycle joining the kids. And how many places do you see that? How many places do you see the principal come out and ride their bike at 7 o'clock in the morning with their students? I mean, that's great.
Well, and it's one of the things that you know, a small community can sometimes bring to the table if they're organized like you clearly are. Why would it be the fire department in specific that would be involved in this?
So the fire department and High Springs Police Department, and actually all of the, or most of the fire and all the law enforcement agencies in Alachua County, are coalition members of Safe Kids North Central Florida. So Safe Kids is actually who is putting this event on. We're just doing it in High Springs because we have the ability to do so. It's easy. Everything is, you know, kind of compact, and we can make it happen. So,
so and but it goes even beyond this particular event, the Safe Kids overall. Does that go back to the kids and their bicycle helmets and the
bike helmets and the car seat checks?
Okay.
And yeah. So Safe Kids is an injury prevention coalition. We've got 40 plus coalition members now, and it's not all necessarily public safety related. We've even been able to get, like I said, the Gainesville Roller Rebels on there. The Gainesville Hogs rugby team is a coalition member now. You know, just people who want to be a part of the community and work together to keep children safe.
Well, and I guess it's an opportunity for kids to improve maybe their bike skills and really the safety skills. In other words, how to ride with a group effectively.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. And it's all led by fire and law enforcement. So we have our bicycle cops out there that will ride with them as well. To make sure that everyone is together.
And in an era where, if we're being honest, man, you know, the kids have either the smartphones or the game consoles at home, you know, access to, you know, TV and videos that go on forever, you know, physical fitness has really been lacking. And I guess this is another opportunity to push something physical that the kids will actually enjoy.
Absolutely. The phones are down. Everyone's got to have a helmet. If they don't have a helmet, we'll have a helmet for them. But it's about just getting everyone out there and moving. And the kids had such a blast this past spring. And we've got music going. We've got a golf cart leading the way, jamming the tunes. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Do you talk to the kids about, you know, crossing intersections and different things? Because, you know, if you're a pedestrian walking or on a bike or whatever the case is versus car, that's not going to go well.
Absolutely. No, it's always an educational opportunity for them and teaching them the rules of the road. And some of these kids, you know, because High Springs Community School is K-8. So some of these kids are 7th and 8th graders. In just a few years, they're going to have their driver's license, and encouraging them to, you know, again, understand those rules of the road and when you should give way to bikes and pedestrians and things like that. So we really just try to educate them on staying safe and what to expect in the future.
What a great opportunity for everybody, a great community event. And we always appreciate your time. Public Information Officer Kevin Mangan. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Greg.
And hope you enjoy a 3-day weekend, or does that not apply?
Well, I'm on call 24/7, so, you know.
Man, can you imagine that, Bob?
Well, we appreciate that, and the people of High Springs,
yes,
I'm sure do.
Yes, we do.
We can't wait to see you out there, Greg. So, Bob's got this. Don't even worry about it. We're going to see you out there on your
really?
Bicycle, right?
He'll run the studio and everything?
Sure.
Don't you know
that's what
that
I heard.
This is a huge opportunity for Greg to show off his bicycle skills?
That's right.
Do you realize he was actually a law enforcement officer on a bicycle?
I was.
I know. That's why you're going to be out there.
Part of it was because he didn't have driving skills.
They put me on a bike instead.
But that's another story.
Yeah.